You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
To another episode of Your Dose of Death. As always, my name is Lauren Rosenberg. Thank you for each and every single week listening to this podcast. Without you guys, this podcast would not be where it is. As always, thanks to my wonderful sponsors, of course, in the Grateful Deathmatch, Skip Van Alstine, and the guys always have something great up their sleeve. Of course, make sure to hit them up on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, for all your cool merch needs. Of course, as well, Billy Ballantyne and the guys at Crimson Mask are working on more merch at the moment. Best wishes to Billy and his family again on the successful move to Florida. Hope to see some more awesome merch from Crimson Mask very soon. Of course, as you see, there is no guest this week. Just taking a bit of a break from the interview just for this week, guys. Don't worry. There will be more on the way. Just want to give you guys a little update on all things for Your Dose of Death podcast, as well as Count Out podcasts themselves. A lot is happening in the world of Count Out Network. Of course, as always, we keep the hits coming with the, of course, Hit the Books, as always. Very, very popular. If you love WWE Fantasy Booking, definitely hit up Hit the Books. And as well, How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, as well as always, as popular, the lovely ladies over there really putting in some A-plus effort, making sure that you are entertained in the world of professional wrestling in their own way, I should put it. Shout out to the lovely ladies of How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling. And of course, Indie Waters, my good friends, Mikey Manfredi and Zach Batista, always have a really awesome episode each and every single week. Watching several matches a week from the crazy, wacky world of independent wrestling. Make sure to hit them up as well. And of course, as always, G1 and only. Ryan Nietzsche going into the really deep catalog of the G1 Climax, spotlighting the one and only, one and done, I should say, wrestlers who have wrestled in the G1 Climax for New Japan Pro Wrestling. As always, and of course, yours truly, just kind of taking a break from interviews. I know you guys really enjoy them. And of course, if you haven't caught up on all things Your Dose of Death, now is a good time because you, A, got yourself some really great episodes with some great people. Stephen A., as always, shout out to him. He just made the move from Japan to Guatemala. That is a really, really tough move to move across the globe almost in a way just to move for his job. So kudos to him. Really great insight on the world of Japanese deathmatch wrestling and just conversation with a fellow podcaster like Stephen A. Of course, if you got to listen to my silver episode with a day one supporter in the smash hit Joel Bateman, we talked all things deathmatch under Australian deathmatch wrestling. Some amazing insight from him. Of course, getting a little insight into the Dream Tournament, which yours truly will be sponsoring, of course. Really excited to be a part of that. If you haven't seen the list of competitors so far, it includes, of course, Nobody, Callum Butcher, a former guest of Your Dose of Death. Atlas, CC Whitaker just got announced as of this recording yesterday. Of course, as well, the legendary Mad Dog was entered into the tournament. Damian Rivers as well has entered into the tournament. And of course, Vixen as well is a part of Dream Tournament. It's a really great tournament. If you haven't been keeping up or are curious about getting into Deathmatch Under, definitely get your insight from the smash hit Joel Bateman, of course, a fantastic friend as well as a great Deathmatch wrestler and a huge part of the Deathmatch Down Under brass. Really is great stuff with Joel Bayman. And of course, my most recent episode last week with Corey Higdon of Deathmatch Worldwide. Really was awesome to speak with him just about all things with merchandise, the stories he's gained from starting Deathmatch Worldwide, and the incredible story he has to tell. If you haven't bought anything merch-wise from there yet, definitely go do that. Just look up Deathmatch Worldwide on Google. You will definitely find them there. They are also on Instagram as well. Just look up Deathmatch Worldwide. You'll be able to find them. They have an amazing collection of merchandise. You really cannot go wrong with anything on Deathmatch Worldwide. The shirts are comfortable. The product is outstanding. The stores that they have on there, over 50 stores of Deathmatch wrestlers, personalities, content creators, you name it, is incredible. They've had some really great stuff on that store, so I cannot suggest enough how great Deathmatch Worldwide has been to the Deathmatch community. So definitely hit up Corey and the guys at Deathmatch Worldwide just to get your Deathmatch gear. I did want to take a little bit of time just to give you guys an update of... I know some of you were reading the Deathmatch Love Letter, the Deathmatch Mag. Unfortunately, after this issue 4, as you may have heard, they are no longer a publication. So that being said, of course, I will no longer be sponsoring them. Really unfortunate because I really enjoyed what they were doing. It could have been something really special, but of course, I think there were some underlying factors to the reason why Deathmatch Mag is not continuing. So best wishes to the guys and gals of Deathmatch Mag or Deathmatch Love Letter, because I know they'll do something great with their time. I hope to see them / meet them in the future. And best wishes to those guys at Deathmatch Mag. We're going to miss you. And hopefully you come back in a different kind of way and leave your mark on the Deathmatch community as best as you can. So that is that. Sorry, yes, I am just recording this. Just want to kind of give you guys updates. If you don't know, I just want to kind of retrack. I am actually sponsoring the Dream Deathmatch Tournament, the first ever Deathmatch Tournament in Australia for my friends here in the United States. We will be finding out, hopefully, airing time soon for that tournament. It is in August, so it may be not until September until we are getting our first glimpse at that tournament. So please be patient. I know things in Australia have been rough on not just the wrestlers, but everyone in the country. Snap lockdowns have been happening and are still happening. So my best wishes to all my friends who are listening in Australia right now. My heart goes out to you guys. And hopefully things get better where you can come visit us here in the United States. Hopefully the sooner the better. That as well. But of course I also wanted to give you guys notice on October 23rd. ISW, Interspecies Wrestling, will be returning to the United States to be a part of a really special event. Slamtasia is the name of the show. I did have Mike, the wonderful promoter of ISW, on Your Dose of Death, so definitely go ahead and listen to that one. It was a really great conversation with Mike. I know that show is going to be really emotional. It's the first time they're running in almost a few years. Thanks. Of course, due to the COVID pandemic. But yours truly is going to be sponsoring that as well. And I'm really honored to be attending that show in person on October 23rd. We'll be making the flight out from here in Chicago to that show. Really excited just to be a part of a special event. My first trip to the H2O Wrestling Center. Going to be a part of a show that has featured several Your Dose of Death alumni. I'm speaking, of course, on behalf of course, the Wizard King, Orrin Veidt, a dear friend of the show. who I will be sponsoring as well, because one of my favorite people, as you may or may not know. Of course, also talking about Mickey Knuckles, another great Your Dose of Death alumni. And of course, I'm talking about Sean Henderson as well. Another great Your Dose of Death. All my past guests are Your Dose of Death alumni. You're all great people. Thank you guys for taking the times out of your day to be a part of this podcast. You have been a part of something really special here with this podcast. So thank you again. So yes, as I said, I will be a part of ISW Slamtasia on October 23rd. Really excited just to be a part of it. So if you see me at that show, please say hi. Don't be a stranger, of course. I probably will wear my Your Dose of Death podcast shirt just to make things easier for you. But that being said as well, as you may or may not have seen, I was in a way a part of the historic GCW homecoming shows, as of course you have seen the podcast logo part of the GCW canvas. If you want a bit more GCW insight, I have done numerous episodes with the likes of Alex Colon, Matt Tremont, OG Kevin Gill, Alex Jimenez. We did a whole insight on TOS 666. Shout out to Alex Jimenez as well, one of the true up-and-coming wrestling journalists, an incredible journalist. If you don't follow him on social media. He is an awesome source for all things professional wrestling, as good as it gets right now. I was having a conversation with a friend about him, and can't say any more nice words than I already have. So if you're listening to this, Alex, thank you for all that you've done. You are one of the best. Of course, so also that being said, I want to get back to just show. I will be attending the GCW Labor Day weekend shows. I will be at the following shows during the Second City Summit. My tentative schedule right now is going to be freelance wrestling as part of the Second City Summit at 7. This is local time. Then, of course, I will be at Three Cups Stuff, the GCW Black Label Pro show at 11. Then I'm going to take some of that Saturday just to kind of rest. Maybe, I don't know what else is going on that day. Then, of course, I will be at Art of War at 8 p.m. Central Time. That is going to be a really incredible show. If you see me there, please say hi. Don't be a stranger. I will be front row for that show as well. And then, of course, to cap it off, I will be at Effie's Big Gay Brunch. Very excited to be at that show. Really just happy to be a part, have Game Changer Wrestling back in Chicago once again. I know I may be speaking for myself, may not, but I know a lot of the Midwest wrestling fans are really excited to be back in Chicago for a great weekend of independent wrestling. Of course, I will also be at AEW All Out. So, really excited to be back at an AEW event. It has felt like forever. That is my tentative schedule right now, of course. So, everything happening so far on my wrestling schedule. I know I have more, but as the real important ones. So, definitely, if you see me at any of those, or if you're listening to this, feel free to say hi. We can grab a picture, grab not a picture. Just definitely come say hi. Nah, I'm not. I try not to be a stranger. I may not be the most socially great person, but definitely come say hi. We can talk wrestling. We can talk deathmatch wrestling. Whatever you want to talk about. Gonna be with a group of people that is gonna be some of their first time at a GCW show in Labor Day weekend. So that's gonna be fun taking them around to my neck of the woods. And of course, I'm just very excited to be back at wrestling shows. It's been a while. So, but that being said, there are more interviews on the way. Just working out some schedules, working out who I want to have on when. But in the meantime, if you're interested in merch, I just want to kind of point you guys in the direction. I do have merch. I think some people kind of, I don't know if people do or do not know that, but I do have a store on What a Maneuver. Just go to whatamaneuver.net and look up Your Dose of Death. I am on there. Just have the black print, the white type red paint in black or blue shirts, hoodies, whatever you want. Definitely go and get yourself some Your Dose of Death merch. Again, thank you to John McNulty, who created that design. I'm forever grateful for the man known as John Boy on Twitter. He is a great designer. If you need some cool designs, definitely hit him up. So just thank you again, John, for making that amazing design. I really appreciate it. But of course, as well, it's not just about me on here. It is also about the Count Out Podcast Network, at Count Out Pod on Twitter. We do have our own merch. After a bit of international t-shirt shortage, we got them in. If you go to countoutpod.com, again, that is countoutpod.com, we do have a unisex t-shirt there. So if you're liking what we do on the Count Out Network, definitely hit up our merch store. We do have that unisex t-shirt in pretty, is very pretty blue and in all sizes. Really excited just to be able to have merch. The Podcast Network, we're really excited for you guys to see that. Of course, as well, I mean, as I've said before, just hit everyone up on the Count Out Podcast Network. We have such great content. We really are a family. We're just all working to be better and do the best we can. So I'm just really excited to be a part of such a great network. So if you haven't followed them yet, follow them on Twitter at Count Out Pod. I should say that. Count Out Pod. Wrestling Podcast Network. They're as great as always. So definitely just be on the lookout for more Your Dose of Death interviews. I definitely have some interesting ones lined up, guys. Especially after homecoming weekend, I definitely have some people I have lined up or I'm working on, because you're going to be very, very excited to see who is coming on this podcast. I hope you guys enjoy just this little update. Oh, also, I know I am not the best. I just want to be honest. I'm not the best at making sure I follow up, but I want to give a shout out to Cody Hewitt, who won the TOS 666 contest I did last month. The only person who picked Alex Cologne for the three-peat. He will be getting a free Your Dose of Death shirt. I just want to give him a shout-out real quick. I'm getting that out to you. I have been busy with so much going on since I got vaccinated. It feels like my world has started to open up again. So, Cody Hewitt, you are in line, good sir, for a free shirt on behalf of myself, Your Dose of Death podcast. So I'm really excited to just be able to do this and take a little reset button and just talk to you guys from my own little work desk, per se. So again, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this this little episode, I should say. As always, though, from the Count Out Wrestling Podcast Network, and from myself truly, Lauren Rosenberg, the host of Your Dose of Death, I hope you guys are having a good week. I hope you guys are staying safe. COVID is still out there. Make sure you're vaccinated. Make sure you're staying safe. And I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. Thank you again for joining me on another brief but great episode of Your Dose of Death podcast, giving you the updates that you guys need. So thank you, and have a good rest of your day or have a good rest of your night whenever you're listening to this. So thank you again, guys.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.